bombs, and America was threatening to drop those bombs. There was total fear and tension amongst these two nations, what to speak of the poor people. And they were the two most powerful nations in the world. One time Khrushchev was at a meeting in, I think, the UN or something, and he was so angry with the Americans, he took off his shoe and started beating it against the table in front of all the politicians. It was on television. He was going, "Rah, rah, rah, rah." He's still famous for that. Beating the table with his shoe. Just took off his shoe. There's pictures of that, photos. Have you seen? Very famous. Don't search for it. It's not talks and racial riots and violent ways of trying to get freedom all over America. Racial riots. Some were doing it peacefully, some were doing it violently. The Shah of Iran was in Delhi making all sorts of deals and arrangements with the government for his nation, which was basically a fundamentalist Islamic nation, and he was trying to create freedom and world trade in that country. There was so much resistance, all due to bodily conceptions of life. Therefore, during this situation, what was Srila Prabhupada doing? He was printing back to Godhead. And he left his family for the higher cause of the world, humanity, all living beings. Srila Prabhupada then had nothing but the burning desire to make back to Godhead available to everyone. In India, why did he choose the English language to print back to Godhead? Why? Because he had the vision of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That this magazine is meant for the salvation of the world. Not just the aristocratic, compassionate saint. You're overdue for your payments. It was embarrassing to Prabhupada to not be able to do what he was supposed to do of repay. And Surendra Jain was so embarrassed, but he had to ask him, "You're overdue again, month after month, you owe me this money." Prabhupada said, "I will get it, I will get it, just wait, it's coming." He had such faith, and he would always repay. He took nothing for himself. He was such a simple man. Surendra Jain did not see Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada took the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. On their first meeting at Ultadanga Junction Road, at the first Gaudiya Math temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told Abhay Charan, "The only problem in this world is lack of Krishna consciousness. The only solution to this problem is Krishna consciousness." The newspapers, magazines, radios, televisions were filled with nothing but problems and imminent disasters in this world. And everyone was running around crazy trying to figure out how to solve the problem. How he was single-handedly dealing with the real solution. And by his mercy, by his tremendous sacrifice, we are reading about 1956. He didn't start the Hare Krishna movement in America till 1966. That means for the 10 years that we are talking about, all those 10 years, he was in utter poverty. When he was in Vrindavan, he just had a little room. He would go to Delhi to print back to Godhead. When he came to America, he was in the Bowery, the Lower East Side. Choked up voice, he only asked one thing in return. "I have given my life to serve the mission of my Guru Maharaj. I have developed this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. please, I'm an old man. There's not much I can do, and there's not much longer I can live. Please help me in serving the mission of my Guru Maharaj. If we can understand what Srila Prabhupada has done, what he went through for you and me, individually and personally for you and me, then we feel a debt. All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution. Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya mayi sarvam idam prothaṁ sutre manigana iva. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, which is contained within the sacred scripture, Sri Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much, and thank all of you for coming this evening. Hare Krishna. In this very beautiful verses from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining how there are primarily three natures or three energies within material and spiritual existence. Krishna explains in the 10th chapter of Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, going to dwindle away, and the body is going to be exposed to various types of pains. What to speak of, there are three types of miseries. Adhyatmaka is the miseries of the body, disease, physical pain, old age, and miseries of the mind. Where even if everything is physically very nice, somebody can insult us, or we can just be in anxiety about the stock market or our business or our family members or our wife or our husband, or so many reasons the mind can feel so many anxieties. And then there is miseries caused by other living beings. Parasara Muni, the father of Vedavyas in the Vishnu Purana, describes what does Bhagavan mean. It means one who possesses all knowledge. Not just some knowledge, but all knowledge. The person who knows everything, past, present, future, and all living beings, that person is Bhagavan. Vedaham samatitani varatamanani chajuna bhavachani chabhutani mamtu vedana kashtana. Krishna explains, I know everything in the past, everything present, and all things that are yet to come. As the Paramatma seated in the heart of every living being, I know every thought, every action of every living entity, every insect, every... Our Guru Maharaj was once walking on the Pacific Ocean side in California, and it was a sunset, beautiful sunset. The devotees who were walking with him were thinking, this is such a beautiful sunset we have never seen. The whole Pacific Ocean is glistening with the golden illumination of the sun. The whole sky looks like it has been painted by the most magnificent artistic creator. The devotees looked at Prabhupada, breathtaking, said, Srila Prabhupada, isn't this a beautiful sunset? And Srila Prabhupada smiled, beautiful smile. He said, if you think this art is beautiful, we cannot do it. Krishna is dancing and playing his flute, and he's holding up every planet, every sun planet, every moon, in every universe throughout all of existence. That is called strong. And not even one bead of perspiration. And he doesn't have to see a chiropractor because of his... It's effortless. That is Krishna. And he is supremely renounced. Although he is all beautiful, all famous, all strength, all knowledge, at the same time, he's always eager to be the most humble, loving servant of his devotees. minimum 192 rounds, but that was just the beginning. He was constantly checked. Because he was so attached to the holy name. Because in the holy name is Krishna. With his sweetness, his opulences, his abode, his pastimes, his beautiful form and qualities, they are all manifest to one who is attached to his holy name. Gita tells, when you experience this higher taste, param drisva nivartate, then maya has no significance. So he was able to overcome maya herself due to his attachment to Krishna. In fact, Maya Devi begged him for initiation so that she could become so attached to Krishna. Krishna's Madan Mohan. In Vrindavan near Jamuna, there is the Madan Tera. There was a tree on the bank of Jamuna where Kamadev or Cupid came to somehow or other influence Krishna. When Kamadev takes his bow and arrow and shoots that arrow in your heart, much trouble comes from that. So Kamadev came and aimed bow and arrow at Govinda. But seeing Govinda, Kamadev, who infatuates the whole creation with lust, he became completely captivated by Krishna and fell unconscious in ecstasy. Therefore, Krishna is Madan Mohan. He who attracts the attractor, Madan. Krishna is all attractive. He has all six opulences in full, eternally. And Krishna has descended in this age of Kali in his name. So to become attached to chanting the holy names of the Lord and hearing the glories of the Lord and the association of devotees is the panacea cure for all the diseases of suffering in this world. It frees us even from death itself. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, there was a little 5-year-old boy. His name was Gopal. He was very dear to Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Now, one day he saw a particular Vaishnav. This Vaishnav had such attachment to chanting Hare Krishna. Such attachment, he couldn't stop chanting. Due to his humility and his devotion, he was chanting constantly. He was tasting the nectar of the holy name. Sri Rupa Goswami describes, what is that nectar? I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When I chant the name of Krishna, and Krishna dances upon my tongue, I desire many, many, many tongues. And when that name of Krishna, the two syllables enter my ear, I desire millions upon millions of ears. When that name enters into my heart, it conquers my mind and my senses. That is the effect of tasting the holy name of Krishna in an offenseless state. So this particular Vaishnav, he was actually tasting Krishna in his name. Therefore, he was addicted to the name. He just couldn't give up chanting the holy name. His tongue was constantly vibrating the holy name. Even if he tried, he couldn't stop chanting the holy name. The tongue just spontaneously vibrated Hare Krishna. Now, one day, Gopal saw this Vaishnav. He was going to respond to the demands of nature. So he had his lota and his gumsha, and he was going to that place where people pass stool. And with his right hand, he was trying to hold his tongue still. But he couldn't hold it still. It kept chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Krishna. Somehow or other, he was trying to stop his
tongue from chanting, but it just kept chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Couldn't stop his tongue from chanting. How many of you have that problem? It's a little Gopal song. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, I'm going to pass stool. I can't be chanting in a dirty place. I have to. Krishna is not different than his name. I must hold my tongue during this time. Gopal said, our beloved Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrapitani amitas varanena kala ethadrishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva mitrisami hajani narunagaha. There's no hard and fast rules for chanting. It is the Lord's order that we chant the holy name in all times and all places, everywhere, with everyone. You must not stop chanting under any circumstance. In fact, what if you die while you're passing stool? Then what will be your destination if you are not chanting the holy names? Therefore, chant Kirtaniya Sadahari always.
So the man let go of his tongue.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Lord Chaitanya happened to be watching this whole episode. He was so pleased with little Gopal that Lord Chaitanya personally gave him the name Gopal Guru. Later he became initiated by Vakreshwar Pandit and one of the very prominent acharyas of our disciplic succession. Now, Abhiram Thakur, he heard about this little boy being named Guru by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Abhiram Thakur was Sri Dama, the brother of Sri Radhika Rani in Krishna's Leela. He was a very powerful associate of Nityananda Prabhu. When he would offer his obeisances to someone, if they had the slightest tinge of material attachment in their hearts, they would immediately die. Now, he was not a serial killer like so many people today. He didn't offer his obeisances except for very, very special souls. But when he heard about this, he decided, I'm going to Puri to offer obeisances to Gopal. So the news spread that Abhiram Thakur is coming to Puri from his home at Kanakula Krishna Nagar to offer obeisances to Gopal. What to do? Now, Gopal didn't think that he had no material desires. Great souls, they never think themselves to be great. So the news was coming. Abhiram Thakur is approaching. He came to Gambira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home. And little Gopal was there with Lord Chaitanya. And Abhiram Thakur went to offer obeisances. At that moment, little Gopal jumped on Lord Chaitanya's lap. Lord Chaitanya surrounded him with his arms and embraced him as Abhiram performed his dandavats. And Gopal survived. Because of his attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are instances of very, very great attachment to the Lord and His holy name. However, in the neophyte state of consciousness, we don't have such attachment to the holy name or to the Lord. Therefore, the Lord Himself in this verse is explaining the real beginning of our spiritual lives, as well as the sustenance of our spiritual lives as we're going through the process of devotional service, is to transfer our attachments to material pleasure to the attachment to the devotees. Those devotees who are actually attached to Krishna, if we become attached to them by their association, we naturally become attached to Krishna. There is no more important instruction than associating with great devotees and learning how to serve them. Mahatsevam dvaram ahurava muktesta modvaram yoshita sanghi sangam. When we associate with materialistic people who are involved in sense gratification, the doors to the lowest regions of ignorance are opened. But when we associate with devotees who are attached to the service of the Lord, the service in that attachment opens the doors to liberation. Because devotees live for the benefit of others. They are compassionate. Thakur Bhaktivinod, in one beautiful song, he sings that the essence of all religious principles is to show compassion to the fallen souls. That is Krishna's compassion that is manifesting through the hearts of the devotees who have given their lives in his service. Krishna manifests his love, his compassion, through his devotees. Therefore, when we become attached to the devotee, we become attached to Krishna. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pechake. Without becoming attached to serving Vaishnavas, it's impossible to approach Krishna. And the history of the world, the history of the scriptures, is this principle. The stories of the Bhagavatam, all the great souls began their lives by attachment to Vaishnavas. There was a little maidservant's son, not of a high birth, not a learned scholar, just a maidservant's son, living in the forest. And great sadhus, they came for the Chaturmasya to discuss the topics of Krishna. And they were so kind, they were so generous, so loving, and so addicted to Krishna. That little boy became attached to them. Little boys like to become attached to someone. He became so attached that once he asked their permission if he could take their food remnants. Due to that attachment, he was rendering all sorts of menial services to them. And in that spirit of servitude, when they spoke, it penetrated his heart. When they left, he felt such intense separation from them and such intense separation from Krishna. His mother, who was his only caretaker, there was no one else in the family, she went out to milk a cow and a serpent bit her. Now, put yourself in that child's position. Small boy. Your mother is your only protectress and she's dead. There's no one and nowhere to go. The child was ecstatic. He understood it's Krishna's arrangement that he took my mother away. Now there is no impediment to my searching for the absolute truth. Although he loved his mother, he was on the transcendental platform as a child due to his attachment to these Vaishnavas. And in his next birth, he became Narada Muni. And then whoever became attached to him became transformed. Little Prahlad. He was an embryo in a womb. And Narada Muni preached to his mother, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. But most of all, he was giving his association to the embryo. And just by hearing the sweet, pure words of transcendental bhakti from the lips of Narada Muni, the little boy became completely attached to him and what he said. When he came out of the womb, he had no desire to play with the little children. He had no desire in politics. He had no desire in the wealth and empire his father, the king of the universe. He was constantly immersed in remembering Krishna. He was given the name Prahlad due to attachment to a sadhu. The Bhagavatam is simply the story of people becoming attached to the Lord through his devotees. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu living in Puri, crest jewel of sannyasis, very strictly embodying the principles of renunciation. But there was one little boy who was so attached to Lord Chaitanya. Every day he would come to meet Lord Chaitanya. Now, Damodar Pandit, he was very disturbed by this. And he would tell the boy every day, don't come back. You should not come back here. Don't bother the Lord. But Damodar Pandit was a very strict and grave senior Vaishnava. But every day the boy came back. He was so attached to the Lord because the Lord was so kind and loving toward him. Damodar Pandit could not tolerate it any longer. Finally, he actually came and, in his own way, he chastised Lord Chaitanya. He said, this little boy, his mother, is a widow. But she has two very significant problems about her. One, she's young. Two, she's beautiful. If the people in general see that you are associating with a little boy who has a widowed mother so young and beautiful, they will think that you have a relationship with her, and then your name will be spoiled, my Lord. Why do you do this? But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that this little boy's attachment for him was his spiritual life. So he sent Damodar Pandit to Navadvip on his special mission. In the Western world, no one had any conception of who was Krishna until Srila Prabhupada came. And he was living in the Lower East Side of New York City. The people that were coming to him, they never experienced such compassion, such genuine concern. They actually felt God's love coming through this man. What he spoke answered all their questions, and the way he spoke made them completely attached to Srila Prabhupada. Because of their attachment to Srila Prabhupada, they were able and willing to give up illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Very difficult. When one of Prabhupada's godbrothers met a Marquis of England, he said, can you make me Brahmin? He said, yes, you just follow these four regulative principles.
Impossible. Without these, how will we live?
So how these young people were able to give up all, in the prime of their youth, where their mind and their senses were on fire, they were able to dedicate their lives to devotional service, giving up all sins. What was the mystery of how they did it? Their attachment to Srila Prabhupada. Their attachment to serve him. Their attachment to hear from him. And they would do anything for him. They would go anywhere for him. They would risk their lives for him. Because of that attachment. So attachment to the great souls is the means by which we can experience the love of Krishna. And we can overcome all obstacles. Bhakti is a process that it is on every level personal. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we think, our whole life should be to please the personality of Godhead. And Krishna's please when we please Guru, when we please the Vaishnavas, and when we please the conditioned souls by being compassionate toward them. So it is essential that we must cultivate attachment and detachment simultaneously. Rupa Goswami tells we must accept what is favorable for devotional service and reject what is unfavorable. You cannot do one without the other. They are interdependent. As we cultivate attachment to Krishna, we become naturally detached. If we properly cultivate detachment, we become naturally attached to Krishna. And that is all possible through attachment to the spiritual masters and the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada quotes Lord Chaitanya, Saru Sangha Saru Sangha Sarva Sastra Koi Lava Matra Saru Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. All the scriptures of the world proclaim that there is nothing more important than associating with sadhu. Even one moment's association with the sadhu can bring one to the highest perfection of life. If we have that attachment, then any powers of material nature cannot divert us from our service. And even if we slip, if we have that attachment to the great souls, Krishna will bring us back. We have seen some people very, very ritualistically were very strong in following the external principles of Krishna consciousness, but didn't have that strong attachment to Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. Therefore, when Maya struck, they were lost. But others who weren't necessarily even all that strong, but they had deep attachment to Srila Prabhupada, even if they fall away temporarily, they will quickly be brought back. So it is very important that we must cultivate our attachment. And how do we cultivate that attachment? By service. By hearing submissively, by understanding the value of that association. Krishna reveals himself according to how we approach him. If we really want to become attached to the spiritual master, we must be attached to what he's speaking. And we must be attached to pleasing him by following what he's speaking. And by that process of serving the order of the spiritual master, naturally, Krishna reciprocates and gives us attachment. That is the process of bhakti. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we find Uddhava. When he was sent from Mathura to Vrindavan to give message to the gopas and gopis, he saw the intense attachment that they had for Krishna in separation. He understood this is the ultimate supreme stage of spiritual perfection. Total attachment to Krishna. So that must be our goal of life. We should let nothing come before us. Prabhupada explained one of the greatest obstacles in our spiritual journey is if we see anything as a priority over our service to the Lord. So let us all together encourage one another to become more and more and more attached to the sadhus. Because in service to the sadhus, we find the all-attractive mercy of Krishna. Because attachment to sadhu, we become, by their association, attached to the holy name, attached to the subject matter of Krishna, and attached to the service of Krishna. Would you like to speak something, Maharaj? You want to speak something?
Hare Krishna.
Because I am attached to His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj, there is hope for me in this world. Is there any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
We can give up the lower taste by experiencing the higher taste, but at the same time it is said that the lower taste is the hindrance or impediment for us to experience the higher taste. How to resolve this?
Tani Saravani Samyamya Yukta Asita Mapara Asehi Asyandriyani Tasya Pragya Pratishtata. Sri Gita tells we must simultaneously restrain our senses and fix our consciousness on Krishna. Simultaneously, We must follow the principles of chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, serving the Vaishnavas. And we must restrain from breaking the regulative principles, from speaking prajalpa, or from doing those activities that are contrary to devotional service. In the beginning stages of Vaidhi Bhakti, we must follow both yama and niyama, what is to be done, what is not to be done. Very important. As we become more purified, the heart becomes cleansed from anartha nirvritti. The heart becomes cleansed from these grotesque and subtle material attachments. And then our sadhana simply to carry on with more and more enthusiasm, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving the orders of the spiritual master. At the beginning stages, though, we do not have that spontaneous attachment. Therefore, we must perform the grave austerity of restraining the mind and senses from materialistic activities and words. Prabhupada taught, if you control the tongue, then it is easy to control the other senses. This tongue has two propensities, to taste and to vibrate. We take prasad. According to what we need, we take that prasad that will nourish us for our devotional service. Lord Chaitanya said, one who just goes here and there trying to satisfy the whims of the tongues cannot attain Krishna. But this vibrating propensity is very, very strong. We're very eager to talk. Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhagavatam that when we talk about mundane things, it is compared to the croaking of frog. Can you make frog croak? He's so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness, even if he tries to be a frog, he can't sound like one. Now the frog thinks he's a great philosopher, speaking so many eloquent words. He thinks he's a very, very good singer. But the only person who's attracted to his croaking is the snake that comes to devour him. So similarly, when we vibrate our tongue, mundane sound vibrations, we are attracting the snake of death to devour us. Idle gossip steals away our propensity to serve the Lord, whereas talking about Krishna nourishes our desire to serve the Lord. Controlling the tongue means not speaking nonsense. I heard a lecture recently where Prabhupada was talking about prajalpa. He said, every time you speak prajalpa, the greatest tragedy takes place. Maya is draining your spiritual life right out of your heart. Prabhupada said, we have to take that seriously, because that is the reality. And when we criticize Vaishnavas, that is the mad elephant offense. So we must restrain this propensity of letting our tongue vibrate uncontrollably. Therefore, Prabhupada explains that some gurus, they order their disciple to become Moni Baba. That means they take a vow of silence. Because you're speaking all nonsense, don't say anything. When I was living in India, I met many Moni Babas. Some of them for 20, 30 years never said a word. They always have a little piece of a blackboard with chalk that they write on. And I've seen that they write prajalpa. That propensity is there. Therefore, the best way to overcome prajalpa is to utilize the tongue to
vibrate the names and the glories of Krishna. But that's only possible when we become attached to devotees who are attached to Krishna. That association makes everything possible. When we become associated with someone who loves to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, it awakens our desire to glorify Krishna. That association gives us the strength to overcome our lower propensities. Srila Prabhupada explained that the only reason he opens these temples is to give the people of the world the opportunity to associate with devotees. And when people become attached to that association, then the path to perfection is open for them. Should we end? Goswami Maharaj told me to begin, now he tells me to end. Thank you very much. I am so very, very happy to be amongst all of you once again. For the past year, I have been feeling very great separation from the illustrious devotees of Moscow, Ukraine also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.